Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
In the summer of 2014, Eckhart Marenholtz researched weed suppression at the Genesee Mine Reclamation site called the East Wetland. Eckhart is a forester and reclamation specialist. For his research, he planted a mix of balsam poplar and willows around the small lake created after coal mining was finished. And on the uplands, he planted aspen and white spruce seedlings. But as Eckhart explains, competition from weeds and grasses can seriously impede the growth of young tree seedlings.
For example, with the deciduous species, with aspen, simply shading, so removing the light from the trees is probably one of the bigger factors. There could also be below ground competition, and there could also be competition for nutrients and for water. So when we were planning this new reforestation area, we were looking at using two main strategies to deal with the competition. We wanted to plant trees that were physically bigger than the weeds would be in the first season and test different ways of suppressing the weeds.
Eckhart Marenholtz compared four different methods to suppress weeds and grasses. Thanks today to Capital Power. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.